Drop 600 milligram extracted cannabis.
In January, disabled Army veteran and Jacksonville resident Gabriel George received his first Medipot delivery to his home from a Central Florida dispensary. A motorcycle accident gave George debilitating seizures and constant pain.
Broke my C2, C5, 6 ribs, my collarbone, scapula, both lungs collapsed, and which ripped the nerves out of the spinal cord, which paralyzed my right arm.
The use of his prescribed non-euphoric marijuana became legal 3 years ago. But a long rulemaking process for implementing the law, along with legal challenges from growers, delayed his treatment. He's finally receiving his first delivery the same day the new Amendment 2 went into effect, after voters approved it last year. It allows patients to use marijuana with full THC, the chemical that causes a high, but the details are left up to state and local governments. So although George has his cannabis oil in hand, a legislative fight over implementing the amendment is threatening to slow treatment for hundreds of thousands more Floridians who'd be covered under the expansion. 6 marijuana bills being debated in Tallahassee diverge on a number of issues, including which diseases should qualify for marijuana treatment, who should be able to grow and sell the drug, and where they can set up shop. Shortly after the election, Orange Park Republican Senator Rob Bradley told WJCT he foresaw a smooth implementation of the new amendment.
We are not getting caught flat-footed. There is infrastructure already in place.
But the uncertainty is weighing heavily on leaders in St. Johns County.
Hopefully that the legislature passes a bill that leaves it clear what the county can and can't do.
Assistant County Attorney Paolo Soria says though the county recently passed a temporary moratorium on pot shops, its residents overwhelmingly supported Amendment 2. More than 7 in 10 voted yes to expand the drug's use. In the absence of a clear message from Tallahassee, Soria says county leaders are putting their own residents in the driver's seat.
We've seen around the state that the zoning runs the gamut from, very permissive to very restrictive. There's also different forms of licensing, whether by, one per district, like that currently exists in Jacksonville, to a licensing scheme in other counties. And that's what we'd like to get some input on before we start drafting regulations.
The county's collecting public comments and holding a workshop in mid-April. Ryan Bank, 89.9 WJCT News.